You and I were born with a purpose. Mine was to save the world. Yours was to remind us why it needed saving in the first place. Your rebirth was a loud and visceral affair, quite at odds with the tranquility of your extinction. When the last human died, a lady named Hannah from a place they called Sweden, there was a day of peace during which we sat upon hilltops and in forests and by the sea, and nothing ran but rivers. 300 of us encircled the corpse in Stockholm. We laid her out in the appropriate way, dressing her in a simple frock with her hands folded over her midriff and her white hair combed and neat. The earth turned through day and night. Snow fell, and for the first time in 1,000 years, the planet was permitted to rest. But when you emerged from the fluid in the halls of gestation, that long rest was shattered. You spluttered as your lungs filled with air, a look of terror wrinkled your face, and then you screamed. It was a sound like no other I have heard. I have been a custodian of this planet for 500 years. I have seen every type of animal give birth, from the gloop of a lamb onto straw, to the squirming of grubs, to the craning of an eagle chick's neck as it breaks through its shell. And I have seen death too. I have witnessed leopards spring, claws slash, fangs tear, owls swoop, a doe's flesh removed from her back as her face turns to the winter sky and her blood stains the snow. I have seen all the wonders and horrors of evolution and guarded them well. But I have never heard a scream like yours.